your life.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jake. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Tonight's share is on Parshas Behar B'Chukosai. As we can reflect these past 10 weeks of being home from shul, from our normal routine, this is incredible in more ways than one, because it took place over the whole Seder of Vayikra. The whole Sefer Vayikra was basically we were home for the past 37, 38 days, plus 2 weeks beforehand, plus perhaps 2 weeks before that. So Vayikra is also a Sefer Torah Kahanim, as they say in Sephardic circles. And Kahanim, as we know, deal with Karbanos, and Karbanos are usually associated with Taharos and Kachim. So much of this has to do with separation. And so we were separated from the rest of society. And in fact, much of this also took place or has been taking place through Masechet Shabbos, which is what this Parsha discusses. Parshas Behar discusses that there is a Shabbat Shabbaton, there is a Shabbos of Shabbosos, which refers to Shemitah, as we know. And this period allows us to reflect upon the fact that we need to allow the earth to regenerate itself after being worked so hard. And so Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Kedushas Levi, asked Paro, when the Jewish people were still in Egypt, for one day of physical rest. And Paro granted the Jewish people Saturday, not knowing, of course, that that would be Shabbos for us. So even within Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were able to observe Shabbos as a day of rest, not just physically, but also psychologically, as well as spiritually. And that's why on Shabbos we say, Yismach Moshe, the Matnas Chelko. The Matnas Chelko refers to the portion that he was given as a gift in respect to the Jewish people that were enabled to observe the Shabbos as a day of rest for the hard work that they had done and completed during the rest of the week. And so Shabbos is just beautiful. And when we look at Shabbos, we think about Shabbos every single day of the week. Hayom Yom Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, tomorrow we'll say. So every day we're looking forward to coming back to Shabbos. And let me tell you why I think it's so special. Because lately everyone has been asking, what day of the week is it? Nobody knows the difference between a Tuesday or a Wednesday, a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday. Every day seems to feel much the same. But when Shabbos rolls around, the table is set, the candles are lit, there's just a beautiful display of food, and takes you away from your phone, takes you away from the computer, takes you away from work, allows you to fully engross yourself in the beauty and the majesty of Shabbos. And so this is one of the main things that we have to think about as we exit this Shabbos. But also something even more powerful. We know, Rakman Aita Zeh Lo Tochal, we were given one command when Adam Rishon was around to not eat from this one particular tree. And if you're able to follow this, then great, you will have a Yom Shekulo Shabbos, which is what we desire to happen when Mashiach arrives. We will have the ability to enjoy a Yom Shekulo Shabbos, where every day feels like Shabbos. Not like every day right now where it feels like any other day, but Shabbos itself is so beautiful. And there will be beautiful food, there will be beautiful Divrei Torah. Shabbos will be something that will be reveled by, the rest of the world will love to have what we have, a day of majesty, a day of beauty, a day of Torah, Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, where we can have people over, God willing, and we'll be able to interact with people within 6 feet of space. But sadly, we saw that Adam wasn't able to live up to that mandate, and so therefore, B'zeh Sapecha Tocha Lechem, that by the sweat of your brow you will consume bread, which requires us to go out and make a living. And it's very difficult, very challenging for a lot of people to make a living today, especially those in the service industry. And so our tefillos, our bakashos are with those that are seeking employment, that they should have speedily in our day and time. And as we exit the parsha, we move into Bichul Kosai. Bichul Kosai, there are two parts to Bichul Kosai I'll discuss tonight. The first is the pasuk that opens up the parsha, in Bichul Kosai Telechu, Beth Mesosai Teshmoru, Ba'atisim Osam. And the second is the reverse language where it says, V'zacharti Esprisi Yaakov, V'af Esprisi Yitzchak Eskar, V'af Esprisi Avram Eskar, V'aretz Eskar. And so I'll discuss these two latter points right now. The first is, if we are following, if we find ourselves in Bichul Kosai Telechu, says the Berditch of Arav, if we find ourselves in a situation of a chok, Bichul Kosai, and we don't understand why things are happening to us, to our family, to our community, to our nation, to the world at large, and we have more questions, and oftentimes the questions are better than the answers, and we're not certain about what the outcome will be. What does the Torah guide us to tell us? What is our instruction? Telechu, to keep moving forward. And how do we see this? We know that there are two elements to every action. There is mitzvah sichlios that make us understand, kavlias avicha v'asimecha, l'man yarichun yamecha, and then, of course, the shluach hakan, which is kikari kan tzipol afanacha v'derach, v'choleit, efrochim v'beitzim, v'ayim rabetas alayim, we know that Shluach HaKan, sending away the mother bird, might be very emotional for the mother bird, but it's easy for us to accomplish, and we are blessed with Arichas Yamim V'Shalom Tovim. Says Rashi in Akev, this goes to tell us how we don't understand the Matan Tzchorin Shal Mitzvos, that Kavod Esavicha Kivod Avaim is the most difficult mitzvah, and yet it has the same reward as Shluach HaKan, which is the easiest mitzvah. And that's exactly what David HaMelech was concerned about, that he was dash be'ekev, that he was focused more intently on the more difficult ones, the difficult mitzvahs, and not so much so on the lighter mitzvahs. But returning back to this pasuk, im bichu kosai teilechu v'esmesosai teshmoru v'asisim osam, and you should do them. So the question that the Kedushas Levi asks, why do we need the words V'asisim Osam? What do they come to teach us? If I'm already Telechu when it comes to Bichul Kosai, and if I am Tishmoru, if I'm already watching and doing what I can with regard to the Mitzvah Sichlios, then what does V'asisim Osam come to teach me? And the answer is profound. The answer is that Chishuv La'asos Mitzvah V'nenes Malo V'kasav Kilu Asa. So much of what we just discussed, when we opened up by discussing that Sefer Vayikra is Toras Kahanim, which is Prisha, which is separation, which is holiness. And we separate ourselves from the rest, and so that in itself breeds holiness. It gives us a chias that we are not able even to fully appreciate, but we try to appreciate. What about the instances and times when we're not able to perform a mitzvah, but we desire to do so? I, for one, would love to visit my mother. She should be well, and I'm not able to. But we have Zoom calls, and everyone else also has Zoom calls with their immediate family. And so these things are integral to making sure that we stay in touch with folks. But there are many opportunities that are really lost. We're not able to accomplish all the things that we'd like to accomplish in terms of mitzvos and masim tovim, simply because we are restricted from doing so. And much of that restriction has to do with others, that we're seeking to protect other people so that they also should remain healthy and not, God forbid, get infected. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you desire to do a mitzvah and you're not able to, then ki lo'asa, it's as though you have done it. And that's exactly what the words V'asisim Osam come to teach us, that even though you are unable to do the mitzvah, meaning, im bichu kosai telechu, if you find yourself with opportunities that you don't understand why things are happening, but telechu, you keep on moving forward, then mitzvah goreras mitzvah, you keep on moving. A mahalech, the one who is moving, is known as a tzaddik. He's constantly accumulating more and more opportunities to help other people. That's bichu kosai telechu. That's mitzvosai teshmoru, refers to Yaakov Avinu, where v'aviv shamar es hadavar, Yaakov listened very closely to Yosef's dreams and held them close to his heart. So Va'asisim Asam comes to teach us that even in a circumstance where we're not able to perform a chok, not able to follow through on a mitzvah sichlias, on a mitzvah non-sichlias, but we desire to do so, then Hashem gives us the full credit as though we had done it. So much of what we do when it comes to karbanos, so much of what we do when it comes to mitzvahs in general, has to do with the mind, the frame of mind, and the psychological well-being of our mental health. And so this is something integral to each and every single one of us as we embark on opportunities that might be able to be realized and those that might not be able to be realized. We have to still push forward with the intent that if I were able to do so, you know I would, and that's exactly how we should approach these opportunities. The next and final point is that it says in the Pasuk, V'zacharti esbisi Yaakov, Yitzchak, and then Avram. Why is it in reverse? And there are two reasons. Number one, we know that the actions that amidst all of these curses that we are introduced to in the Parsha, we have this, first, number one, we have Shem Hashem, we have Shem Avaya, Yudkei Vavkei, which is Rachmanus, which also gives us some comfort knowing, Imo Anochi Batzara, Hashem is very much with us in our time of need. But even more so, lesson number one teaches us that when we act in reverse, the avos are displayed to us in reverse. But there's a second level of understanding, and that is that if we are lacking, then turn to the Torah, Titan Emes Yaakov, the Torah that Yaakov Avinu is known for, Torah Hashem Tamima, Mashimas Nafesh, that should be sufficient to end all of the challenges and the difficult circumstances that one may find themselves in. If that is insufficient, then turn to next Yitzchak. Yitzchak is known as Avoda as well as the Akedah. So Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Yitzchak went out to speak in the field to daven. And that's something that, so maybe our learning is not sufficient, but our davening certainly is. Maybe our davening together with our sacrifice that Yitzchak Avinu did at the Akedah, which is also memorialized at the Seder night when we break the mitzvah, the middle matzah on Yachatz, we remind ourselves of the sacrifice that Yitzchak was prepared to do for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Avraham Avinu, then hopefully that should be a mitigant. That should be enough to stop any of the circumstances that we find that trouble us. And if that is insufficient, then we revert back to Avraham Avinu, where we say that Chesed LaAvram, that we know that Olam Chesed Yibaneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires a world built on Chesed, and the Chesed that we do for each other, even if our Torah, our Avoda, is not sufficient, then let's lean on Gemilas Chasadim, and hopefully that should be enough of a mitigant to protect us from all harm, so that we should only know of Besuros Tovos. And yet there's one additional point. The word Yaakov is spelled with a Vav in this particular pasuk in Bichukosai. And that teaches us something that is very powerful. We know that Yaakov is normally spelled without a Vav, but there are five times in Tanakh where the word Yaakov is spelled with a Vav. And there are five times in Tanakh where Eliyahu is spelled without a Vav. And what does that teach us? Its name is Elia. We know it's Eliyahu, but it also comes through as being pronounced Elia. And that is that Yaakov Avinu is the father of Gullus, that ushered in the Gullus, and Eliyahu Anavi is going to be the one to take us out of Gullus. In our time of need, in our time of distress, we turn to this relationship between the two, which number five, similar to a handshake, where Eliyahu and Yaakov Avinu join together and shake hands and say that enough is enough. The suffering has been too overwhelming for us. It is time. The time has come to usher in, as we began our shir tonight, a Yom Shekulo Shabbos, a day that forever will be a Shabbos, a day of majesty, of glory, of Divrei Torah, of Divrei Sicha, of Kachim, and beautiful food and good times to be spent with family and friends. Without all of this, you know, plague that is so overwhelming and taxing on so many of us. And in that chus, we should only have besuras tovos. But there's one more point, and the last point is that there are 100 curses in this parsha. None of us like to say that word, but we have to recognize that that is exactly what it is. But we also have the antidote to this. We know that during the time of David HaMelech, there was a terrible plague, and David HaMelech instituted that there should be 100 blessings every single day that should be said by every single one of us. And today, we're not able to go to shul, so we're not able to hear Chazaras HaShatz. It's very challenging for us to get closer to that 100 mark. So how do we reach it? Pasuk tells us in Akev, Ma Hashem Shol Mimach Kiyim Liyir Es Hashem, and it goes on for, there are 99 words in that Pasuk. It's in Perek Yud, I believe Pasuk Yud Beis, in Sefer Devarim. And so don't read it Ma, but rather read it Me'ah. Add one letter, you get 100 letters. 100 letters refers to 100 blessings. 100 blessings are what to be said. And once that was instituted, the plague was. And so now we look to ourselves and say, maybe if we said 100 blessings every single day, that would be the Yeshua. But again, as I said, it's very difficult for us to reach that hallmark and to consistently maintain it on a daily basis. So I wanted to share with you a Das HaKeinim Bali Tosos that explains that there's a way for each of us to be able to reconcile this and to limit ourselves, to limit the propensity of these 100 curses by 100 blessings, which is to say the paragraph of Modim with Kavana. Modim is just one single paragraph. It should take us no longer than 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds if we focus on the words, or maybe perhaps a minute or a few minutes just to think about those words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us chiyas every single day. And that chiyas we cannot simply ignore. We are bound by this. We are eternally grateful for the chesed that Hashem performs for us and provides to us. And modim is mem vav dalet is 50. Yud mem is also 50, is 100. This is the segula to counteract all of the non-brachos that we find in Bichu Kosai. And so therefore, in Bichu Kosai Tilechu, Vesososa Tishmoro, Vasisim Osam, even for those, obviously, that we're unable to perform the mitzvos, because we're limited, but we wanted to do those mitzvos, we get credit for doing so. But let's think about modim, how we can have that as we can try tomorrow morning to think about the words of modim, to internalize them, and we should only know besuras tovos. We should be able to usher in a time of a yom shekul Shabbos as parshas Bahar and bichu kosai, as we reflect upon those two parshios. Thank you very much for joining us. And you should all have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Shavua Tov.